What's up, guys? It is Rick Gant, and you are on the Flip with Rick channel. That's right. I know I haven't been here in a while by myself, but I'm here today, and today we're going to do something I have never done before, and I think you're going to get a lot of value out of this. I'm going to share, I don't use the word secret because you know I don't believe in secrets and wholesaling, but I'm going to use kind of a dirty method on how you can get free leads and take advantage of all these paid guys on Facebook. That's right. I'm going to walk through you step by step, and I'm going to show you actual proof on how it works. Because, listen, there's a lot of people out there spending a ton of money on getting leads, and they have no idea what they're doing, and they're trusting third-party sources to do it. And I'm here to rip the cover off of it, show you how to do it. Honestly, if you jump on this, you're going to thank me. I promise you. Now, I've known about this trick for a long time, and honestly, I've struggled without even sharing it because it is borderline, I'm not saying illegal, it's just, it's very tricky, but it is fair game. All's fair game in business. A wholesaler told me all that once. Everything's fair in wholesaling as long as you're not breaking the law. So I promise you we're not breaking the law, but it does. If you want to take advantage of people who spend big, big money on Facebook that really don't understand wholesaling, this live is for you. So my name is Rick Ginn. I've been wholesaling for 20 plus years, actually 21. And what I do is I share my information on this channel, and I just love being here. I'm one of these crazy people that actually loves wholesaling. It's changed my life. It's changed my family. You guys know the story with my son. And the purpose of this channel is to share content with you that actually gets you deals without all the crap, the fluff, the sales pitch, everything that goes on with it. So there's two ways you can connect with me. Number one, you have the comments. Make sure you drop your comments in there and you put it in there. And if you don't ask a question, I can't help you out. I try to answer comments in there as we go. Remember, it's just me here. I like to do this solo because I really feel it's authentic. It's not fake. You get who I am. And make sure you smash that like button. And for God's sakes, make sure you're subscribed to this channel. You can only view the Flip with Rick stuff on this channel. So if you're not subscribed, you're going to miss out. And that's what you want to do. Now, as far as the comments, introduce yourselves. Let us know what market you're coming from. And for God's sakes, make a friend in here. You are all on the same journey called wholesaling. You need to inspire and lift each other up. If they're negative or anything like that, get rid of them. I get rid of them as fast as possible. And we want you to do that. The second way you can connect with me is there is a link that you can go to Wholesaling Houses For Real. And if you look on there, it's pinned to the top. No, I'm not going to pull it up for you. I know Zach does it for you. I'm a little bit old school. If you can't figure out how to get there, you probably, maybe you shouldn't be talking to me today, but make sure you're subscribed and you join the Wholesaling Houses For Real, soon to be the largest wholesaling group on Facebook, guaranteed. We can show you the numbers on that and go in there and provide value. Do not sit in there spam because we're just going to kick you out. And there's a link in there you can do with the one-on-ones. You guys are jumping on that. That is awesome. So without further ado, to be a wholesaler, you got to be a little bit crazy, in my opinion. If you got the full-on ADHD like I do, if you have a lot of energy, you're kind of all over the place, and you're like, dude, what the hell is this guy talking about? This old guy is like freaking out. He's got a lot of energy on the internet, and he's got his son doing this business. It's called wholesaling, guys. I'm going to play the pump-up video. You got to get jacked for this, and then we'll jump in, and I'm going to share you my dirty little secret. It's not a secret. There's no secrets in wholesaling, but trick on how you can hack Facebook ads for free. Let's go.
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Get up. I think I got cold. Wake up, bitch, get up. 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 Get up.
God, I love that. So that self-described wholesaler, that's how I operate. If you love it, you're in the right channel. If you don't like it, just get off. It's just easier for all of us. So what we do here, my whole entire goal is to teach you not only to get your first wholesaling deal, but how to make your first 100K. And you go, dang, Rick, how the heck do you do that? The really cool thing is over 3 years ago, me and my son put a simple little course together for you guys so you can take advantage of what's in our head. It's called freewholesaling.com. It's been an incredible movement. Hundreds of thousands of people have gone through it. We've had over 10,000 organic testimonials, more than any other wholesaler on this planet, to teach you guys how to make money in wholesaling. And the idea was to simplify it. I don't hate gurus. I don't hate coaches. I just want to give you a direct path on how to find a wholesaling deal. If it upsets somebody, then that's their problem. It's not my problem. I'm just here to help. Why do I want to do this? I want to create a legacy of more wholesalers that have been successful than any other person on this planet. And the best way to do it is the only way to do it. I gave the information all away for free. Everything you need to know in freewholesaling.com will get you your first deal, get you the first 100K. It's up to you on how far you want to go. I want to incite you. I want to inspire you. I want to motivate you. So if you're here about this little thing called wholesaling, you're in the right place. So let's jump into the teachable moments. I'm going to take about 30 minutes. I'm going to run this through you. Now you need to sit back. You might want to get some popcorn for this one, because I promise you, most of you have never heard this technique. You're never going to hear it on the internet. And honestly, I'm probably going to get a lot of crap for it, but I don't care. I do not subscribe to the coaching mentality, the mobster. Take five, 10 grand, much easier to flip students than it is actually to flip real estate. I want to show you the straight line path to get deals. Now, what I'm doing is a little bit different today, and I'm going to go a little bit slower than normal, because this is going to be a lot to digest. So I have to start out with a little bit of story on how we came up with this. So if you guys saw the title of today's video, it is called Reverse Digital Facebook Lead Hack. Now, I know it's a lot of words to chew on, but it is truly correct. Now, I know this works in Facebook. That's why it's targeted with Facebook. I'm sure it can work in other markets, but I want to give you the other marketing channels, but specifically Facebook, we have targeted and used those. So you guys, unless you haven't been on planet Earth in the last like 10 years, you've all heard about this little method called Facebook ads for wholesaling real estate. And to be honest with you, a lot of people teach you how to get leads with Facebook ads. And honestly, it does work, but you have to pay. And here's the problem is Facebook is a constant moving target. It is a lot of work. It's very confusing. And 9 times out of 10, you have to have an agency or a Facebook ads manager to keep up with it. Because if you truly wanted to learn it, you would have to spend all your time and stop wholesaling. That defeats the purpose of what we teach you here. So this is the problem with Facebook. The other problem with Facebook ads is you've got everybody teaching these courses on the internet. Now, listen, I don't have a problem with it. I actually have friends that teach this, but I'm here to tell you, I don't do it. I do not give it an endorsement. Because why? Because I did it for multiple years and the results were at best dismal. Now, some markets it explodes and people have liquid gold, but for the most part, if you did this across the United States, you're mostly going to be paying Facebook ads and working for free. There are exceptions to the rule, but this is my experience. The reality is when people go on the Facebook, they do not go on there to sell their house. You have to nurture the lead. Now, Facebook ads work pretty good for realtors, but on average, it takes them 12 to 18 months to nurture one client just to get them to list their house. Okay. People don't go to Facebook to try to sell their house. They try to go and socialize and escape life. And for that reason, this is why Facebook ads really don't work that great for wholesalers. Now, if you go to Google PPC, which you do a direct search and you pay for the keywords, that's a different story and it's a completely different topic. I'm not talking about PPC. I'm talking about Facebook ads. Now, most successful organizations that use Facebook ads are not the small mom and pops. They are going to be full corporate structures. And they spend anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month just on Facebook alone. They have to have full-time people, and you have to go with a massive amount of speed with Facebook ads. And honestly, guys, I've tried it. I got deals from it, but for the most part, I didn't get the return. And most of the time, whatever deals I got offset with the amount of Facebook ads I spent. And here's the real challenge. Here's where you all get sucked in and you get duped and you get faked out on these Facebook things. Number one, 9 times out of 10, the people trying to convince you to do a Facebook course or anything is either going to be a guru, which I don't have a problem with. But the problem is they're going to hook you up with an ad agency, and most of them get a big fat kickback with it. And here's what every ad agency says, and I've heard it time after time. Just, you got to give me a 6-month commitment. And after 6 months, they're going to tell you you need another 3 months. And after another 3 months, you'll need another 3 months. That's 1 year, guys. 1 year. If you're going to spend $5K a month, do the math on that. That's 60K out of your pocket minimum. Now, a lot of you go, no, I do it a lot cheaper. I do it myself. Well, now you're creating a full-time job. Here's the second part that they suck you all in. You guys ever hear them talk about cost per leads? This is the most useless stat you can ever rely on, especially for wholesaling leads. What do I mean by that? A cost per lead, if you go with a cost per lead for like a PPC, it can be anywhere. Like a cheap one will be $500 a lead, super cheap, up to $5,000 a lead. Yes, people pay big money for keywords in major metro markets. Why? Because they can't. And it's not uncommon for a PPC to have a $100,000 budget per month. Now, you have to have a serious staff dedicated. Otherwise, you are not going to make any money. So where Facebook sucks you in and you get all these people, and they're mostly ad agencies or they're gurus selling it, the cost per lead is so cheap. It's anywhere from $8 to $12 per lead. Who gives a crap? They're not selling their house quickly on Facebook ads alone. I'm here to tell you. So if it's 8 or 12 and you got 100 leads, what's the point if you're going to calculate cost per lead? You have to actually look at your cost per deal or per contract to get a true KPI in this area. Trust me, I've been duped on this myself. The cost per lead for Facebook ads, in my opinion, is completely irrelevant. Why? Because you're being sold, guys. If it's $5 or $20, what's the point? If you don't get deals, you're just throwing money away to Facebook. And Facebook changes all the time. And by the way, I'm here to tell you, Facebook's not a big fan of wholesalers. Why? Because the ads get flagged if you don't do them the right way. If you have a picture of a bandit sign, it creates problems. And it's just a pain in the butt. I'm here to tell you. So why do people use Facebook ads? For inbound leads. I get it. I fell for this trap too. That's why we want to do it. It's significantly cheaper than PPC, but it is a constantly moving target. And remember, people, do you actually go on social media, Instagram, Facebook, places like this, to try to sell a house fast? Most people are going to go into a search engine and type it in there. And that's why PPC, honestly, if it's $3,000 a lead, it's probably worth it if you understand how PPC leads are run correctly. Most of you get sucked in the cost per lead. It's so cheap. It's $8 to $12. Guys, you can have 1,000 leads. If you don't get a contract from it, what's the freaking point? So you have to understand that. And by the way, everyone I've seen do a Facebook campaign for wholesaling, I've never seen them finish it out. I don't see them doing it 5 years later. Every one of them. Show me otherwise. Show me someone who's done a 10-year campaign with Facebook ads and I'll be impressed. Most people try it and then they go to something else. Why? Because it's just not that profitable and you constantly churn your wheels. So I want you to understand that story before we start this out. So let's get into it. Let's talk about how this works. So now you guys know Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg's, you call him a brilliant man or not, and I'm not talking about the politics of Facebook, but there is a ton of eyeballs on Facebook. We all know it. So many people across the world do it, especially in the United States. So it does have a lot of traffic. Who gets the most traffic? The people that pay for the ads. Now, if you've woken up by this point, you go, I don't want to pay for Facebook ads because I don't get anywhere with it. Now, if you're selling a widget or a product, so if you had a dog bone and you found all the dog groups, that makes perfect sense. There is no group for people looking to sell their house fast or at a massive discount. So you got to understand, there's not a lot of alignment with a wholesaler. You have to find people paid. You're never going to find them organically by doing this. So your competition, the people that actually pay for this, and these are all people that have not watched my live, because they eventually will figure this out. And by the way, I'm not a hypocrite. I've done this myself. I have tried it. I have talked to people all over the country over 21 years. In the last 12 years of doing Facebook ads, nobody ever tries to rely on it or makes it their. No one's done a 10-year campaign on this. Why? Because it's really frustrating. And 9 times out of 10, you got to pay a third-party agency, and it's expensive. And by the time you do your ad budget, how much are you really going to make when it's all said and done? So I'm going to show you how the competition, you can get all the eyes on their deals onto you. And here's the best part. It's 100% free. So you guys know how I operate. Like, I do guerrilla warfare in wholesaling. I've done it my entire career, and it pisses people off, and I love doing it, and you've got to understand it. So I'm going to show you how I stole deals from Nan. I'm not going to tell you who Nan is, but Nan's a real person. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's a real person. I'm going to walk you through it. So here's what Nan did. Nan got all excited. Some guru or ad agency says, I can change your life and fill you up with leads. Well, guess what? She or he got a ton of leads from it. Remember, leads don't mean a lot sometimes in wholesaling, especially if it's coming from a place where they're not really going there to solve a problem. Guys, you go to social media so you can laugh, you can stalk your friends, and you can judge other people. Let's just be brutally honest about it. We all do it. So why would you go to social media thinking you're going to sell a house on Facebook? So when you get these leads forms filled out, 9 times out of 10, they wind up being stalkers. So there's this little thing is on these sponsored ads, and they're going to be sponsored. And I know sponsoring is annoying as heck on Facebook. You all know what I'm talking about, okay? Nan went out and call it what you want. I said I'd be neutral on this. Nan hired to do Facebook ads and she outsourced it. Oh my God, this is going to be amazing for my wholesaling business. Watch what happens. They said they're going to explode my leads. They are correct. They're going to explode your leads. You're not going to get anywhere because these people aren't really looking to sell their house. They're looking to sell their house for top dollar, 9 times out of 10 of the realtor. And that takes 12 to 18 months. So what do you think the nurturing process on a wholesale deal is? It's going to be even longer. It could be years. You guys willing to call someone hundreds of times over years to get a good deal? This is, in my opinion, I'd rather you have you chase the government list. But for learning purposes, Nan's was sold. Oh my God, I'm going to kill it with these Facebook ads. I'm going to crush it. And guys, tons of courses are sold on this. And honestly, Facebook ads work really well for like, I like whenever you can align it with a specific group, it makes sense. Wholesaling, what are you going to do? Go to a wholesale group, people like us? We're not buying your house. And that's where a lot of these ads are showing up. So Nan hired a Facebook ad, okay? And here's the problem is, she outsourced it. Tell me, put in the comments, what is the one single thing that makes Facebook ads so interesting, other than the ad itself? What is below the ad? I want to see it in the comments and tell me where I'm going with this, guys. What do people put when they see an ad, especially one they think is controversial, one they don't like? Or one that's like, are you like, why would you do something like that? What do they put in there? Put in the comments, guys. I am waiting because I know the answer because I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag here. Oh, Tim is like dead on. Comment section, guys. This is where you go to get, you put the, God, I don't even know what to call it. I'm so old. You put the meme in there with the guy eating the popcorn sitting there, and here's the truth, guys. Tim's right on that one. Eric is right on that one. Most wholesaler ads wind up with ridiculous comments or it's a scam, period. And here's the best part is when you outsource it because you're such a busy wholesaler and you trust this ad agency or you trust this coach, the comments tend to go viral. Now, the real action to get business is not the ad itself. Let somebody else pay for it. It's in the freaking comments. I'm telling you guys, I swear to you, I have more fun watching other wholesalers paid sponsorship when they put these on. Why? Because they never, ever pay attention to them. They don't respond to them. So imagine spending thousands of dollars on an ad and somebody asks you a question on the ad and you don't respond. Now, every now and then there is a legit person looking to buy a house and they're trying to filter this person's Nan's ad out and Nan doesn't respond to the comments. Nan's got money on the line and they don't understand what's going on. So you see where I'm going with this, guys, is you have to understand that. Okay, hold on. Let me get Eric's comment off there. But guys, honestly, if you really want true entertainment, go to a wholesaler's ad, a sponsored ad, and read the comments. And absolutely, it's beyond entertaining. Honestly, I find myself almost every other evening just looking at it because I'm like, what idiot pays all that money and just lets that stuff happen? So here's what you're going to do. Instead of you doing the ridiculous sarcastic comment like, he's probably going to buy it pennies on the dollar and steal the house from you. And because you see these comments all the time. So we're going to reverse hack this, okay? It doesn't cost you a dime. And honestly, some of you guys don't have money. This is an incredible technique. And I'm going to show you proof it actually works. So here's what we did as a company, okay? I commented, we actually buy houses for cash and we'll answer you. And we'll put a phone number on there and I'll close it in 7 days. I get their attention quickly. Now, I want to convert that to a phone call or a DM or something like that. Yes, do I get roasted on comments? Absolutely. But I'm not paying for this ad. All the eyeballs are on me, and I'm the only person that's giving true leads the time of day. Yes, I get crappy leads too, but I've actually gotten deals from this technique. I let people pay tens of thousands of dollars, and I take their traffic, and I take it over. Is it legal? 100%. People don't pay attention. People with a lot of money sometimes think they can skip the line in wholesaling and they're going to think everyone else does it for them. The reality is these ad agents, these coaches, they're out recruiting hundreds of people. They can't pay attention to these comments. Now, every now and then someone does pay attention and that's one you probably want to avoid. Now, these free inbound leads, they get ads with over 10,000 views. So, let's talk about how to actually do this. Once you guys understand the theory, and if you have a question, you put it in there. We're gonna talk about this. If you think this is unethical, then like go another play. I don't know what to tell you. It's comments are comments. Comments are free. That's the whole point of social media. So we're just taking advantage of it. Guys, I did bandit signs when I told, it's sketchy. I've done a lot of things that we push the envelope as wholesalers. And if you don't understand how to push the envelope, you're probably not made out to be a wholesaler anyways. You've got to be aggressive. I'm not teaching to go out and JV with every other wholesaler and be a disposition / real estate agent like all the modern day gurus are teaching you. I'm showing you cutting edge techniques that work today. When I started out, obviously this never existed. I found this out and me and Zach used to comment for years on this and we started doing it. And honestly, we struggle with even sharing this technique because number one, it's very good. And number two, it's going to piss off a lot of the guys that pay big bucks to do it. So you've got to understand that they bandit comments. That's a great one. I probably should have renamed it that one. So I got to give Sean some heads up on it. So guys, this works, but you can't like the ones that want to apply themselves are going to make this work. Now, how do we find our competition ads? Now I'm going to give you the hack. Now I'm going to give you the backdoor keys to what every ad agency and Facebook coach, you have to pay them thousands of dollars to show you this stuff and you have to understand it. So the first thing you do is there's this little technique called Facebook ads library. You just go on Google, you search it, competitions Facebook ad, and you can see the post. Guys, do you understand that? Go in your Google search tab right now and put in their Facebook ads library. And then I'm not going to pull mine up because I'm a pain in the butt pulling this stuff up. You're going to see a search category in there. Just put in there, sell house fast. If you're in Baltimore, put sell your house fast in Baltimore and find all the people and make a spreadsheet of these people. Now, lose my name when they all start like calling me, chewing me out. Rick, why did you have them do this? Listen, I'm teaching you guys, you have to think differently than the average person that's out there. This is a hack. I call it a hack up front because a hack is just a quick, this loop could close. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. Now, once you're in there, just go in there and search for sell my house, the city. Maybe it's a county. I wouldn't do state because that's ridiculous. And you're going to get a list. Okay. Once you do that, is copy and paste the person that you're targeting, you're going after, and then put it in your Facebook and pull up the ad. And if you see comments going and nobody responds, you're golden. Every now and then they do have a person that responds. Most of the time they have a VA or an ad agency and they can't keep up because they are churning and burning as an ad agency or a coach and they can't keep up with it. This is what I target and I love to do it because here's the one thing I've learned in social media. When you have a lead, you have to respond with speed. Leads have to have speed or it doesn't work on social. You can't wait days to respond to people. So when a guy goes, listen, I got a 3-2, what do you think? Boom. You have to laser focus. Now, eventually I'm going to find a way with AI that it can automatically scrape this information and this thing's going to the next level. Zach is working on that. I don't know how to do that for full, but I told him if you can find a way to get Bart or AI or ChatGPT to do this, this is going to be exponential. Trust me, someone's going to figure it out. So here's, once we find it, we're just going to put in the comment, hey, we're looking to buy houses too, but I can close in 14 days, 7 days, whatever you want your catchphrase is. And now I'm going to give you one other little example on how this works. You ready? Here's another one. Me and my partner are also looking to buy a couple houses too. This is the fourth one we closed on this month. Now, I'm not telling you guys to lie. Some of you guys have bought properties and you can use this line. I don't like when, if you haven't bought, just say, listen, we're looking to buy additional properties if you haven't bought them before. But guys, when someone's interested and they got a wreck of a house and they comment on something like that and they don't respond, it is your perfect opportunity to get in there, stealth a lead for free and move on. It works well. What you've got to understand is to find techniques like this and use techniques like this Facebook digital hack. You got to be creative. So I don't want you all using the exact same line out there. You've got to be unique. You want to be different. This is how it works. And I'm telling you guys, if you'll use this technique, you'll have a lot of fun. This is my full permission slip of Rick, Mr. ADHD, telling you, get super creative. I don't want you to bait people in, trick them in, just get creative. Use people, add, take their information, do whatever you have to do. But guys, I'm telling you, the comments are gold. Now, I said I'd show you like some social proof of it. And I got a lot more I'm working on, but I want to share with you. Let me figure out how to share my screen here. Okay, let me get that off there. So if you want to learn more on how to do this, this is kind of like the latest, greatest thing. Obviously, the basic mechanics of free wholesaling will work perfectly, but I'm going to show you how we help people out with Flip with Brick Plus actually do this. Check this out on your screen. I'm going to share it up there. If you look on there, if you guys can zoom in, hope you can see it. This is from someone I actually worked with Flip with Rick Plus. I walked them through this technique when we were doing it live. And guys, you can check out Flip with Rick Plus. It's just an extended version of me and Zach. And we make it to where you profit from it. I'm not looking to take a giant fee up front from you. And the really cool part is this is what I taught someone exactly how to do. And it says, hey, I saw you're selling 101. I put the address out of there because this deal's under contract. I saw your comment on another We Buy Houses ad. So a lot of times when people are looking to sell their house and somehow they wind up in Facebook and they're searching the comments, they're trying to vet the companies as they see for real. And if they see your ads consistently pop up in the comments, you are now in the running. Guys, this happens all the time. If you want to learn more how to do this, check me out, Flip with Rick Plus. We actually have a live event coming up October 19th and 20th, and only Flip with Rick Plus members are coming because it's a very private, unique setup. We don't sell anything. I don't bring in guest speakers. Me and Zach just go 2 full days of wholesaling, and that's going to be in Stuart, Florida, coming up October 19th. I'll share more with you guys on that as it comes, but like really cool stuff, guys. And I'm telling you, you've got to figure this technique out if you want to try to do it. As I said, let's make sure we understand the name of it because someone's going to try to relabel it and do something. Reverse digital Facebook lead hack. I might change it to reverse digital bandit hack, bandit comment signs hack. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But guys, I want to share with you, like, this is, we actively do wholesaling. Now, I'm not a guy who spends a $50,000 to $100,000 a month in ad spend because I don't want a staff of 15, 20 people. I've done that before. I like freedom of my time. So I don't teach these crazy techniques where you have to work 80 hours a week. And you know what? I commend you. If that's what you want to do, God bless you. But most of you want to get freedom of your time and become financially free. You've got to find techniques just like this. Guys, don't overlook this thing, man. It works really well. So let me jump in the comments. We're going to do some lives one-on-one. Tim says, that's freaking awesome. Guys, it works. I'm telling you. So give it a shot. Let me know and play around with it. And if you guys want to converse when we do our lives and stuff like that, I would love for you guys to come over to Flip with Rick Plus, and then we could go into extended conversations. But I only have so much time. But honestly, if you're just starting out wholesaling, go with the basics at freewholesaling.com. By the way, I don't leave anything out of freewholesaling.com. I threw it out there over 3 years ago, and I keep adding to it. So if you guys think I'm pulling stuff away from Flip with Rick Plus, no. Just some people understand the value of a good relationship and want to. I like to work with people for a year and spend time with them. Most coaches are 2 or 3 months, and you're in and out of their program. I don't think that really works for most people. Most people get hyped up. It takes time. And some of you guys are working full-time jobs, taking care of your family. I completely understand that. So let me answer a couple questions here. I noted a couple. Let's see here. Let's see. Well, I got a lot of people waiting for the lives. I'm just going to have to jump on it. Okay. I don't see any crazy questions. So appreciate you guys. I love comments like this. So awesome. So let's just jump into the live. So guys, here's how the lives work. I get really excited working on deals. I love working on people's mindset. And honestly, if you want to grow and you want to push yourself and you want to have fun with the live, that's the job. If you're boring and you put me to sleep, I'm going to shake you violently because I have to entertain people a little bit here. So the reality is teaching wholesaling can be very monotonous and boring, like most coaches and gurus do it. I subscribe to the Tony Robbins school where you've got to like have energy and be excited. So if we're talking and you're monotone for 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to wake you up. The ADHD of me, just, you're going to put me to sleep, and nobody wants to see me sleeping on this desk. Trust me. It'd be like a sleep apnea study. And I don't really do that stuff. So let's go with first come first serve here. What's up, Paul? How you doing, man? I can't hear you.
Oh, had you on mute.
There, that's perfect, man. Yeah, what's going on, man? What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, man.
Oh, yeah. So I'm in the Akron, Ohio market. Yeah, it's a smaller market, lower spreads. I am working full time at my job, so I'm doing it part time.
What do you do for full time work?
Logistics and supply.
Oh, cool. I had one of my best friends growing up, he did all that. He explains the nightmares you guys have to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can get a little crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's like you got to deal with a lot of
of paperwork, inventory.
No, I know. I sat in his job. I go, can you show me what you do? I'm like, you know what? I'm done, dude. I don't know how you keep that crap organized. So, okay. So what's going on, man? What do you need help with?
Yeah. So I am eventually looking to scale it right now. I'm doing cold calling, texting. I've been through your course about 2 times already.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm eventually looking to scale it. Maybe I'm maybe going like into the Columbus market because it's bigger spreads there, just to kind of build the business. So I was kind of wanting to get maybe your opinion on that, or maybe should I stay local for a little bit longer until I do build the business up and scale it?
So here's the reality is, how many deals have you done?
Well, I started back in 2018, so I've done over a little, maybe 11 or 12 deals.
Okay. And what's your average spread in your current market?
Akron can be like 5 to 10K. The highest I've done was 11K.
That's not bad. So you got some experience under your belt. And so the problem is how much energy or time does it take you to do your full-time job? Like how many hours in a week?
That's a 9 to 5, 40 hours a week job.
Okay. So 2 to 3 hours a day, basically.
Pretty much.
Listen, I ran a big corporate office before. I know exactly how it works. People come in, they check in, they get their coffee, there's a lunch. And before you, by 2 o'clock, nobody's doing a damn thing. So, so what's your main point of getting your leads?
So right now I'm doing cold calling, texting. I use PropStream. I'm doing probate mailers. I pull all the government lists.
So here's my idea. Are you 100% comfortable talking to sellers?
Yes.
And you know how to qualify and disqualify motivated sellers, right?
Yes.
Here's what you need to do is you need to go over to mailingmastery.com and just check it out. You're perfect for something like this because this is, you have a little limited amount of time and you have some money and you have experience. And those are the perfect recipes to point you to do some direct mail. Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody tell you direct mail works wonderful. And Ohio is probably one of the strongest states for it. You guys have deals everywhere. They're older properties. You don't have to spend a ton of money. You can spend anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 a month, but you have inbound leads coming to you, something you can probably manage with your work schedule. And here's the key is you have to commit to 3 months of doing direct mail. So mailingmastery.com, I want you to deep dive in it. It's all in freewholesaling.com. Check it out. It works really well, but like you're perfectly set up for it because you're talking about scaling. At a full-time job, you're going to be limited in how you can get leads and expanding even more of what you do. So this is where direct mail is a perfect complement. I show people how to do this all the time. I don't recommend direct mail for people that just start out because A, you don't know how to talk to people. B, most of you are broke. And number three, like some people just don't have the time to do it. So you got to understand if your average deal, you can make 5 to 10K or you could pick whatever market you want. If you spent $2,000 a month, all you got to do is get one deal from direct mail. So if you spent $2,000 to make $5,000, that's a pretty good return on your money, wouldn't you say? Yeah. And the thing is you can leverage it and you can scale it as a single operator. And then you get to the point where you want to make at least 100K a year. And then like all bets are off. Like after that, I show you how to spend and I'm not a guy who spends 20, 30 grand on direct mail. It doesn't work that way. Honestly, the sweet spot when you get good at direct mail is 5 to 7K. That's when you're hitting on all cylinders and you got to work. And past that, you need a staff. End of story. Anything more than 5 to 7K by yourself and maybe a partner, it's hard because you're going to have to go backwards to go forward. So you can make easily net $500,000 to $600,000 just with the program I just showed you right there. And I'm telling you, you can pick your markets, whatever you want to do, but you're going to find leads that you don't have to do driving for dollars. You don't have to cold call. They're coming into you. As long as you have the experience of handling the incoming leads, talking to people and qualifying them, you are a perfect fit for that. You're crazy not to do something like that. I'm telling you, man, this is why I don't tell everyone direct mail. I go, listen, if you're just starting out, let's figure out how to talk to people. Let's get your first deal under your belt. And then we push forward. So until you change with your employment status and you've got to determine your long-term goals for that, you might as well get that started. Now, here's the thing with direct mail. It starts off slow, but man, when it ramps up, you are going to be blown away. And Ohio is one of my favorite states for direct mail. And by the way, go pull the top 10 biggest wholesalers in Ohio. Every one of them use direct mail about 80% of their leads. So like, don't fight it. It's there. I don't want you spending 20 or 30 grand, But a grand or two, you would make phenomenal results with it. I'm just telling you. I partner up with people in Ohio all the time in direct mail. We do phenomenal. There's not, I don't think there's a bad market in Ohio. So,
yeah.
Does that help?
Actually, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate the advice.
Yeah.
I actually just closed on a $5,000 deal this morning. It got wired in. So with that money, I've been saving up to quit my job and go full time. So now I'm thinking about taking that leap. I got about 8 months saved up. Probably going to go full time now.
Yeah. And that, so I took about 7 or 8 months before I left my full time job. And it was the greatest day of my life was to fire my boss.
Yeah.
As he spent years trying to fire me. And when I fired him, they begged me to try to give me a pay raise. Try to give me a car, everything. It's like, guys, listen, just wholesaling can change your life, but I do believe doing it responsibly. And by the way, there are some people watching this actually enjoy their job. And if you do, you're one of those rare people, then do both. Who cares? But most of you hate your job. You hate your boss. 70% of Americans do. And that's just the truth. So I use wholesaling as a means to an end. You have the experience, which is most people lacking. So you need to find the one thing leverage if you're working. So you do this business by yourself?
Yes.
Dude, Mailing Mastery, deep dive into it and then reach out to me and, check it out and go from there. I'm telling you, you're really going to appreciate it. And if you need that extra little boost, consider it like Flip with Rick Plus. It's not required, but I'm really good at direct mail. I just know it. Like, I just know it really well. So I've got 7 different markets going with it. It's like a machine. I never stopped doing it other than my first like year and a half. I tried to figure out how to talk to people. Once I figured out how to talk to people, turn on the machine. Let me figure this out. And then I'll show you how to get to the next level if you want to go from there. But take each step and go forward with it. That's the path you need to take.
Quick question, Rick.
Yeah.
So starting in the Akron market, do you think I should scale it up there first and then go virtual?
Well, I don't know what your numbers are. So the first thing you can do is going through Mailing Mastery. You can see what the potential for that market is just by using some of the data sources. And by the way, I teach you a hack on how to go in the list source so you can see how many potential leads are to figure out what's the total market potential. And then you can break it down. And sometimes the markets are too small and you got to go outside of it. I don't know enough about Akron to give you that exact answer. So use listsource.com. If you just research on insideoffreewholesaling.com. I teach you the hack how to do it. It doesn't cost you a dime. And you can see the potential for the entire market. Okay. Because you do need a lot more leads when you do direct mail. And I simplify direct mail. I don't send 5 postcards to one person. Like, we rotate it every 3 months. I don't sit there and pound the same person every month. I like to throw a big net and take whatever profits I can get and move on and keep going. And then I recycle it every 3 months. So, because you'll go broke if you keep sending everybody a piece of mail every month, unless you want to spend 20 or 30K a month, most of you don't. So you can start out anywhere between 1,000 to like 2,500 and you can figure it out. And it takes a month or two to really understand the process because it is a business. And then once you start making money, you start looking at the sheet, you go, holy crap. Like, but don't make the mistake like I did. I used to spend like 2,500. I go, I'm going to spend $7,000. I can triple my profits. It didn't work that way. You cannot just double your ad spend in direct mail without compensating for the deal flow and the amount of help you need to chase all those leads down. So the max I've seen is about 7,500 for one person, and you'll start to lose your mind because you'll get so many leads, and if you get, you'll outspend yourself. So then you either got to get a partner or you got to get an employee. By the way, in Flip with Rick Plus, I teach you how to solve all that. Remember, I'm teaching everyone how you can easily make between $1 and $2 million wholesaling. If you guys need more than that and you want a big giant staff, then go for it. I'm all for it. But most of you never get past that 100K a year. And that's why I spend a majority of my time teaching and focusing on how to get there. And then once you learn that, you can network all over the country and find amazing people that'll help you out. So do the list source hack, see what the potential for your full market is. If you use listrei.com or PropStream or anything like that, they will give you those numbers too without having to pay for it, even in the trial period. So get that data. And if you want to reach back out to me, we can go from there.
Awesome. Thanks, okay? Rick. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. Awesome, man. Okay. Let's see here. We got a full house today, man. Let me see. Who did I miss? Who have I not spoken to for yet? Ryan, you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
You know, I love, so I want to teach you guys a teachable moment here because I'm old, you know that. So do you notice when I call someone's name, their head just like it's like gold. So as soon as I say Ryan, he's like, whoop, like it freaks you out. You guys, when you're with your sellers, especially on the phone and you're in person, use their name till you churn blue. People just love it, right? Right, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
I love when people go, hey, Rick, hey, Rick. Because you know what? It is an unconscious reaction when somebody calls your name because it's so burnt in your DNA and your brain. No matter what, you know, when someone in the crowd calls Ryan, like four Ryans turn their head around and you get their attention. So use that with your sellers. I always know if someone's paying attention and if they start to wander off, use their name a lot. So what's going on, man? What can I help you out with?
Yes, sir. Like, I've actually been like cold. Like, I haven't been doing it for a while. I've got a month in so far cold calling, like just straight cold calling. Like I was first doing like reverse driving for dollars and stuff like that. So I just started to just straight cold call because I really wasn't getting my numbers up with the reverse driving for dollars. I was only getting like about 50 houses a day. And it was a slow ratio. So now I'm up to like about 84 to like, I want to say like 106 calls a day. So I'm just trying to figure out because I've knocked down, I want to say 1,804 calls this last month. I'm on week five now, and I've gotten about 467 no's, and I've given about, what was it? Give me a second, let me find it. Oh, okay, I've given about 16, 17. I've given 18 offers, and I just want to know, like, is that a okay ratio? Am I like?
So in the beginning, there's not really a bar set because the reality is you need 30 to 90 days of data for me to go, hey, Ryan, let me sit down and break numbers down. Because here's the reality is, I don't know about you, like when you were in school, one person didn't have to crack the damn book at all and they got a perfect A. And then I was the guy that had to study all night, cram like crazy to get the C-. And everybody has a different aptitude on how fast they want to go. So which market are you in?
I'm in the High Desert area, like Victorville, Hesperia, Apple Valley area in California.
Okay.
Like so, in the Empire.
Yeah. So California is not the easiest market in the world either. Let's be brutally honest about it. So it is going to take work. So I tell everybody the same story, and I'm going to tell you. You have a boulder, and you're literally trying to get momentum and move it. It weighs thousands and thousands of pounds. The damn thing hasn't been moved ever, and it's going to make you massively uncomfortable, and it's going to take everything you have in your glutes, your thighs, your shoulders, your arms, everything to move it. And until you get movement, you're going to have to keep pushing and pushing it as hard as you humanly possibly can. And when you think you can't push any harder, think again. You have to push. Everybody, dude, you're going from 0 to 100 miles an hour. And like, you're just trying to get to 1 mile an hour. And then 1 mile an hour turns to 2 and 3. And everybody wants to be at 100 miles an hour. I'm not saying you specifically, but I'm just telling you is in the beginning, you lack experience. And you're new to it. And so it's hard. Let me ask you this. The first time you walked, the first time your parents had you walk, do you think you fell down? Like you were Absolutely. Terrible at it. Your parents Absolutely. Just kind of kept with you. And if you will keep that, like, I can't give you one general number and go, okay, listen, once you get 2,000 leads, like once you write 25 contracts, you're going to get a deal because your expectation is going to be set. And you're going to get disappointed. So the reality is some people get this business figured out in a few weeks, which is rare. Let me repeat, it's rare. Some people take years to figure it out just because of the way they process information. Or what I find it's a combo is you use a lot of your old filters to try to go to the new style. So you have to ask yourself at the end of the day, have I done everything I humanly possibly can to fill up as many leads as possible? Because there's only two things you can make up with it. How old are you?
39.
Okay. There's only two ways you can make up from lack of experience. Number one, quantity. Why? Because quantity is going to give you the experience. Okay. And guys, I don't care what age you start. You start at 99. I don't give a crap. You can start. I had somebody ready for this. I was at a title company the other day. And I had a 12-year-old doing a closing. Now, before you like send like, oh my God, he's pushing children. His parents were with him. Okay. The kids just, the parents have groomed him since like day one, probably a little bit young for that, but you have to have a ton of quantity. And so look at your quantity, where you're getting your leads from. You're driving for dollars. You did reverse driving for dollars.
Right now I'm getting my leads from PropStream. Like I put in a filter for the tax delinquents, and I did like, let me pull it up right now, because I'm literally skip tracing right now. Like That's what I do the first part of the morning to like 2 to 7, and I'll cold call. But my filters, my filters are single family condos, townhouses, multi-family, 2 to 4, nothing on market, and tax liens.
So are you only using PropStream?
Yes, sir. Well, I did have a I do get the what's it called, the code violations too, but after like I already did the last 3 months, so now I'm just waiting for me to go and re-get the new one for the next 3 months coming up.
Okay, so I would just try to load up on every government list you can get, and like the reality is you're doing this in your local market, right?
Yes, sir.
You're not going to get every list. Like, it was like, I'm going to get all lists. I'm like, no, you're not. Because like, there's this little thing called people and employees that block you from getting it. And I love that you use PropStream, and PropStream is an amazing tool and it works like hands down without a question. But don't just rely on PropStream. You guys got to understand, I did this business without PropStream for a long time. It's unbelievable what PropStream does. You guys don't know what a gift something like that is. PropStream and Batch, you know, I'm neutral. I don't care which one you do. But they're very, very reliable data, very proven. I've gotten tons and tons of deals from it, and so have countless people. So I endorse it completely. You've got to fill up. You got to do your PropStream, your government list, and then I would network like crazy, man. I would go to your local RIA groups. I would find realtors that actually want to work with you. Don't ever try to force it with a realtor. I'm going to go over a comment like when I'm done with you to explain how you explain wholesaling to a realtor. And here's the thing is, you don't explain it. That's the key. But you have to look for every opportunity as possible. One of my first deals came from a realtor that I just groomed. I go, listen, you ever come across like a crappy house? And I said it just like that. I was annoyed. I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. Now I talked to 100 realtors. I got one to cooperate, one and 100 realtors. Dude, honestly, I was out of gas, and it was like the last realtor I reached out to. I got my butt chewed out so many times. Realtors do not like us. It is not a friendly relationship. It's Hatfields and McCoys. But I want you to look and go through freewholesaling.com and go through hey, what list can I humanly possibly do to get my quantity up? Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to put a ton of energy when you start wholesaling. You're going to try everything. And then you're going to see where the deals come from over time. And then you can settle in and go, I hate this list. I don't want to deal with these people. In the heart of my bones, I don't want to do it. And so just stop doing that list then and find what your niche list is. You will all come up with niche lists. My niche list, what's my niche list, Ryan?
Probate.
Do you think I had like some magical, like I just followed the money, but I got really good and I figured out how to cater to people in probates. I talk to one guy, I'm excellent at code violations. I'm excellent at the tax delinquency. I'm an expert at pre-foreclosures. Why? Because I just had success there. Because I tried so many other ways where I made like a quarter amount of profit. And I go, listen, if you only gave me one list tomorrow, I would hands down take the probate list. It doesn't mean it's the only list you do, but if I had to pick, and you know how people ask those theoretical questions that are ridiculous, that's what I would do. So you've got to just jack your quantity through the roof. And remember, when you're cold calling and stuff, you're just sorting. You just sort till you find someone that's even slightly interested. So you're not having 40-minute conversations with people. You got to be in and out. So you obviously experience cold calling. And then guys, when you don't have the experience of wholesaling, you got to make up for an enthusiasm. I don't give a crap what your age is. You just got to be super excited. Do you know how many people sold me a house? They go, listen, dude, I just like your attitude, Rick. Like, you're like, I hope you're not on something, but like, you're so energetic and helpful. Like, all the other people were just like, take it or leave it. And you were like, you said, hey, here's a moving truck. Here's some cat food for your cats. I always thought outside the box, and that's what I'm gonna do. So I don't have a magical answer for you, dude. You just got to fill it up. But after 30, 60, 90 days, if you track all your leads like you're already doing, which I appreciate that, which goes a long way, says you're doing everything you can. But here's the reality is, you're not going to try. You shouldn't be successful. You must be successful in wholesaling. Soon as you shift from the trying and should and must, and just remember, you're running a marathon. You're not running a sprint. The sprinters are all chasing you and trying to coach you and do all this other crap for you. Run a marathon. If it takes you a little bit longer, I'm okay with it. So many people sell a wholesaling course and want to figure it out in 8 to 12 weeks. It is not the reality of this world. You're in a little bit different of a market too. And you got some challenges anywhere in California. I just like California, Florida, and New York. They're challenging states right now. There's a lot of crazy things going on. Florida would be the easier of all three of those. But,
And another thing I did was I actually, cause like the first month I did the cold calling, like I gave myself a schedule, but, and I kind of wrote it down, but it wasn't really, it was like where I would skip trace from like the early part of the morning to like 2 o'clock, then I'll cold call. But I would get like maybe one page done with off a prop stream, like skip tracing and doing it. Cause I'm skip tracing and using True People Search. So I'm going through it one by one. And it seemed like it was taking a little bit of time. So what I did is I went to ChatGPT and I told them to put me in a 7-day laser beam focused schedule for skip tracing and cold calling. And it gave me a pretty good schedule. And I started the schedule yesterday and I've like knocked down like 4 or 5 lists quickly.
That's amazing.
Like it was, I won't say list pages on my list, just so quickly. And it just like I went to sleep tired last night. I didn't go to sleep like, man, I haven't got enough done. Like I went to sleep like, oh, okay. It was a good day. All right.
You got it. Just keep doing what you do, but always think about volume. And remember at the end of the day, it's you, Ryan, that has to be accountable for your actions. It's not going to be me. It's not going to be Zach. It's never going to be a coach. Nobody has this perfect straight line to success. And I don't know who keeps trying to, I know who keeps trying to pin this on you guys is every course told you, take my information, you're going to be a rock star. It doesn't work that way. By the way, guys, people pay $8,000, $10,000 and they do nothing to. And there's people who do it for free. If you go to freewholesaling.com, pretend you paid me 10 grand and run with it. It's just, guys, you know, the cost of a course is just a random number. I don't even know how people come up with it. Just like, hey, come on. So keep doing what you're doing. Document your trail. And I like what you're doing with ChatGPT and stuff like that. But keep in mind too, you are a human being and I like to work in blocks. That's how I like to work. It doesn't mean you have to work. I like to do everything in like 2-hour blocks. After 2 hours, I tend to melt. Like I need a mental break. And the reality is life happens. Mom calls, your dad calls, your kids call, stuff happens. And if you don't plan, like ChatGPT does not understand your schedule. And so you got to leave some windows of opportunity to get like breathe and get stuff done. Go get a meal, go do something like that. But
well, that's the cool thing. It broke down lunch breaks for me, dinner breaks. There's actually on Sunday, it has a full hour where I'm just taking a break and relaxing. So I was like,
that's okay. Amazing. So it's like, listen, in the beginning, you do whatever you have to do. I got to be honest, guys, the first 2 years I worked my butt off. I didn't stop. Because I wanted to get somewhere. And people are like, what's wrong with you? I felt like I was making up for lost time. I felt like I started really late. But just don't let your family suffer and let them know you're working to make their lives better. And make sure they're on board to anybody you're working with. Because a lot of times if they see dad or mom's just working like a dog, like some people have a disease where they work and they never stop. I don't want anyone to get started wholesaling with that disease. Like I'm just telling you, because you'll never fulfill it. It actually has nothing to do with wholesaling. It's like an OCD component. So keep me up to date. I'm going to help some other people out here. I think you're on the right course, man. Okay.
Thank you. And I appreciate everything you've done. You're awesome. I love you,
okay.
Bro.
Okay. Okay, Ryan. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. See ya. Okay. Let me just hit a couple comments here. this is a good one. It says here, what do you do if a realtor doesn't believe wholesaling is a thing that will work or has never been heard of in Holsung before. Try it. It really works well. Dude, just check your ego at the door and move on. Like, it's the reality is you can't. First of all, you know, in real estate school, wholesaling is considered a negative terminology. And we are like the cowboys of real estate. And it's not a compliment. It's not like a Yellowstone, like, oh my God, they're cowboys. That's amazing. It's not. They're going to ruin your life. They're going to waste your time. They're going to drag out contracts. Here's the only way you represent yourself to a realtor. I am a cash buyer and I'm looking for good deals. And honestly, if you come across a house that needs work or is not going to pass inspection, give me a call. I can probably pay you what you need for it and get you paid commissions on both sides. Let me know if you come across something. That's it. If you go and try to do a wholesaler presentation, it's painful. I did it the first 2 years of my career. I'm just a cash buyer. That's it. Do you have anything? So when you do that, you ask if they have any expired listings, anything they need an offer on, or you precondition them for any properties that they come across that do not meet your typical retail MLS standards. And for God's sake, stay off the MLS. I know I get a lot of crap from like gurus and stuff like that. It's just not a place for a newbie to be searching for a wholesale deal. They're typically overpriced and you need 25 to 35% discounts. You're going to have to try to talk someone off the ledge 40%. And remember, their goal listing with the realtor was to get full value. And then you hit them with that. It's just painful. So, okay, let's see here. Matthew, what's going on, man?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
What's going on, man?
So I got two things. I'm going to start with the first one. It should be quick.
Okay.
So I did the rapid offer sequence or for with postcards.
Got it. And, the RO's postcard. Yeah.
Yes. And so I sent about 517 postcards. I did option one, which was the lowest, and I have not gotten one hit. That was about 3-4 weeks ago. So do you think I should probably start with maybe like option two or three, or what's your thought on that?
So a lot of people don't know what you're talking about. So there was a postcard that basically I designed. I used it for my local market and I use it for six other virtual markets and it works real well, but you got to have an education on it. So the problem is you can set the offer and you have full control of how much you want to offer on it. Mm-hmm. So when we originally designed it, we set it up as like an offer meter. And it's funny you talk about this because we're in the process of making this a little bit more user-friendly. But the idea why I did that, because I didn't want every guru to copy what I do, because they all do. So you offered the lowest. So the reality is, in a perfect world, we would offer the lowest. But you don't get a huge engagement rate. On the flip side, you can offer the maximum amount if you wanted to do creative financing strategies. But the reality is I set the autonomy to where you can set it where you want.
Mm-hmm.
The recommended position to set it is like a 3 because you're kind of in the middle. And that one is set at a discount where they don't want to pay a realtor and they don't want to pay closing costs, which on average is a 10 to 12% discount, right?
Yes.
But think about this. If they're okay having a conversation with me, that means I know they don't want full retail and they're willing to concede. And if you mix it with the right list, code violations, government list, even a high equity list that has problems, all I got to do is talk them off the ledge 5 to 10%, which is really not hard to do because most of these houses have issues if you're chasing down the right list. So I would get off that one. So here's what you need to do is just run a simple Excel spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. And pick 10, like take a list and pick 10 random properties and figure if they got rid of the realtor costs, 6%, and the average closing cost, like 2-2.5%, a 10 to 12% discount. And if they call you on that, like at least you're not doing it with extreme retail. If you can find one problem with a house or a motivating factor from the seller, it's going to be golden. What people don't understand is when I did RS, I spent $60,000 of my own money to figure this out. I've sent out the absolute rock bottom offer at 65% first. Then I offered too much. I couldn't shut my phones off. I almost quit. I almost quit the whole thing. And then it took us a year and a half. I did it with my son and we dialed it in and we found the sweet spot. Now, which market are you in?
Tampa.
So in Tampa, it's like Florida's a, it's a crazy market still right now. It's not like people aren't giving stuff away free. Honestly, you got to go to at least the three. And if you want to do like 3.25 or 2.8, you could do all that stuff. Okay. And the really cool thing about ROS is Open Letter Marketing, which is my preferred vendor because I'm on the East Coast. They do the West Coast too. I know there's other vendors out there, but honestly, you're never going to find a more responsive company than Open Letter. And you can reach out to his right-hand man there. I believe it's Jake. And he'll walk you through and go, hey, I want to put in a custom number. They'll do it for you.
Okay.
But you got to figure out like the number. And this is part of the learning curve. By the way, whenever I start in any new market, I always have to adjust the number. So here's the problem. If you make too high of an offer, you're going to get everybody wants retail for the house. If too low of an offer, nobody calls. You got to find the sweet spot. I want you to understand, don't freak out. When you offer them a number, it doesn't matter. The question is, are they motivated to sell? So a lot of times, sometimes the algorithm screws it up and gives a wrong offer and that's it. And it's okay. So I've had people listen, you sent me an offer, it's 400,000. I'm like, I remember when I first said this, I'm like, how much? Like, yeah, we'll take that offer right now. I go, well, on the bottom of the postcard, it just says on there, not, you know, we have to see if your property qualifies. Tell me a little bit more about it. And we just go through and qualify them. So when they say, hey, I'll take your offer, don't freak out. Ignore it and just qualify them. And I never rarely give them what I put on the postcard because if the house was perfect, then maybe. But for the most part, they're not perfect. The other thing is, what was the quantity you did?
517.
Yeah. So it's a light quantity. So here's the good news is you didn't spend a fortune.
No.
And you can adjust it. And you're doing it the right way. I always start small and work your way up. And works well. I would hover on the three number. I'm in Florida. I'm just telling you like where I do it. And sometimes we'll do a little bit more, but you can run a column. And if you can customize the number now, I'm in the process of working with them to make it more user-friendly, but I'm not a programmer. So like, I don't run Open Letter, but I just give them suggestions. I go, it'd be a lot easier to work with our clients if we could. So we're going to probably just change that back to a percentage because I just don't care if gurus want to copy me. They don't have my experience. I don't care. So you need to go from a 1 to a 3 right off the bat. I'll tell you that right now, especially in the state of Florida.
Yeah. Well, I know Florida is very competitive.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, that's why I started very low. I'm like, this is just going to be a test run, see what happens. Cause maybe not, I get a hit and I got nothing. So I'm like, okay. So maybe
it's too low. So like, this is the part where you have to, this is why the product's so unique because you can customize it. It's not like a one-off. And here's the unique part of the ROS postcard is, you know why people are calling? Well, you know why people will call, right? Because it has a number on it and they're very curious about it. And once you intrigue their curiosity, you just qualify them and you'll walk them through it. If you're hitting the right list, it's usually gold and you got to work through it. So you're in the beginning stages. I've never worked with someone that did not change the first time they made an offer. And I have some people in the country, they do offer at the lowest setting and it works in their market. And I have some people that do it in the 4s and the 5s in California. So it's all up to interpretation. If you have the right list and you know how to qualify people, it works. You did too low. You didn't do a big number. Just make the change. And if you want to customize it, pick up the phone and call Open Letter. And Jake will walk you through on how to do that. And I'm working to make it a little bit easier by the fall. And then you can just set the percentage number because I didn't want to share it with all the gurus, but honestly, I don't even care anymore. Like honestly, if I help the gurus out, like so be it. So that's question number one, but I applaud you for taking the action and trying it because that's how you learn. And even when you fail on a marketing campaign, no matter if it's driving for dollars, reverse driving for dollars or a mailer, you get data and you learn and you move forward.
Yes. So okay. Second question is I got a probate list. I sent out about 100 mailers and I got one hit. And all the research, everything I've been doing is like more for single family residents. And this woman, she calls me. Her story is her husband bought land 40 years ago.
Wow.
He died 20, unfortunately. And she's held on to it, but now she's willing to let the land go, but now she's going through probate.
Okay.
So I asked her, like, I don't know too much about land and how to assess it. So I did a little bit of watched a few videos that you have made about how to do land and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking in the area what people were selling, just the land in the area where she lives or that she has.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because there's like $30,000 and like $300,000. So it's a huge spread of a difference. But I was also looking at houses in the area that have been built in the last year, year and a half. And they're selling between $500,000 to about $700,000.
Got it.
And she, so I asked her what she wanted, and she wanted like $170,000. So I'm just kind of curious, how would you figure out if the land, if she's asking too much or too little?
Well, the only way you're going to do is you're going to have to find cash buyers that want to buy land in that area. Is it an infill lot or is it like a heavily wooded lot or like what's the story on it?
It's in a developed area. All houses in the area. It's just a empty plot. It's already zoned. It's.
Yeah. I mean,
all the grass there. I mean, it looks good.
So guys, whenever you ask someone, you always want to ask things at a subconscious level. So when you say, what are you asking for it, or what do you want for it? You kind of trigger them when you like, not for everyone, but for the most part. So I want you to convert your words to, what do you need to get for this to get rid of it? Like, you just got to use low tone words, because all the realtors are like, what do you need? What are you asking for it? What's the most you want? Do you need an offer on it? And I simply just say it just like this, guys. If you screw it up, just go, what do you need to get for that to move on? And sometimes they go, well, what do you mean by that? I go, well, listen, I don't even know if I want it, but like, what's a number that works for you to get rid of it? Always using like you always have to have a takeaway. Even if you eagerly want it, you have to do it. Otherwise they're like, oh, he wants it. He's using words that like realtors use. I don't know if it's a deal. The only way you're going to be able to find out is by talking to cash buyers looking for that type of land. You're in a developed area. I mean, I don't know. I mean, 170 plus a house. I mean, the house is going to be $400 or $500 to build plus that. It might go over the numbers. So you got to just find out they're motivated. I mean, you got to understand land. The problem is they bought it so cheap so long ago that it's said and done. And your only advantage is tell her is like, is she going through probate right now?
Yes.
You could buy that land before the probate's over, but you got to find a cash buyer that's ready for it.
And that's what I told her. I said that we can sell it, you know, before probate's over. Cause that's what she was worried about, is cause she doesn't want to keep paying the taxes.
Yeah. So it's, but you got to like dial in the number. That's the challenging part of land, is trying to dial in the number. So I always rely on the seller to see what number they need to get. And I'd start backdooring some realtors that sell land and see if you can come up with a number without giving them the address, giving them the area. And what, like, what's, how big of a lot is it? Is it a quarter acre, half acre? What is it?
About 6,500 square feet.
That's small. It's really small, but it's,
yeah.
You know, listen, you could just, you're going to have to go in and like dig and work with some realtors and find some cash buyers. I don't know how motivated she is, because I don't know what that number really represents. And ask her, by the way, here's the phrase you say when someone throws out a number and you're like, how'd you come up with that number? And just shut up. And then
I did ask.
Yeah. And sometimes they'll go, hey, the realtor next door told me that's what it's worth. I'm like, oh crap. What'd she say to you?
She had an appraiser come out a few years ago.
Yeah.
So
doing appraisal on land is a joke. Like it's hard to figure out, but it's an established area. There's got to be a set number for it. It shouldn't be too hard to get. But once again, I don't know how motivated she is. I'm just being honest with you. I don't hear any type of motivation. And so just do me this. When you ask anybody else in the future, what do you need to get? Don't ever do ask. Or what do you want? Because let me ask you this, Matthew, I want a lot of stuff, man, dude. I want a lot of stuff. And you got to be careful, because the want, remember, you want people that need to sell their house. The people that want, it's usually a wish list on MLS. And I think that's what she's going for. But you're in the right area with the probates. And it is just a numbers game with probates, and you just got to be patient with it. So change your ROS postcard offer on that. And with her, I just wouldn't spend a lot of energy on it unless you can come up with a quantifiable number. And remember, it doesn't mean she's going to take 170, but maybe if she listed with a realtor and did the whole nine yards, but you know, you're going to, if that's the retail value, you're obviously going to have to come in significantly lower. You probably, you want to be at like 130, 140 to even have a shot to make some money on it. But remember, you don't have to close on it. You can easily assign your contract. And remember, you're offering her the service of getting this done before the probate's done, and nobody else is offering that service. Remember, if she listed it for 170, she'd, so on average, land cost about 10% to sell, plus all the closing costs. It would be significant for her. So just saying.
She didn't sound too motivated either.
No, I know. But get rid of that word want, man. I hate that word. I want a lot of stuff, man. But I tell you what, we have to be careful what, because it's, remember, we're using words. We have to choose our words wisely when we do wholesaling. And just by shifting your language, you can find people's motivation faster and easier. And if you use realtor language, which we all do, and I do it too, but by making that, because a lot of times I go, what do you mean by that? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to tell you I'm not overly interested in it, but like, if you're ready to cut a deal, we can possibly do this. What you know, where are you at? You know, what do you, you know, what do you need to get instead of what do you want need? So always remember the word need. Wholesaling deals always have the person that needs to sell. That's the best deal you're ever going to get. The person wants to sell, you're going to have to go through all the realtor games, which is what you're going through on it now. So don't lose sleep over it. Try it once again. And if not, just move on and you'll find other deals and move forward that. Just fix your postcards. It'll work. I probably upped the quantity a little bit, but I'm glad you didn't send out a ton at that, because that's, I wouldn't get any response if I sent it out at 1-2. That's why I always say, hey, try to do it at 3. Most people go from 3 to 1 because they want the postcard to do the filtering from them. It doesn't work that way. Remember, the goal of direct mail is to have people call you. If they don't call you, you don't win. If they call you and they even chew you out, you won. So you have to have the opportunity to qualify them. But if they don't call you, you have zero shot. So in the perfect world, I'd rather you put it on like the highest offer than the lowest, because at least you have a shot. They're going to drive you nuts, but at least you have a shot.
Would you resend it to the ones that already sent it to, or just do it?
Probably not. Probably not. Unless it's like a niche list, at least let a few months go by before you do it, so you're not wasting money.
Okay. I appreciate it, Rick.
Thank you, Matthew. I'll see you, man. Okay, guys. Hey, listen, do me a favor. Make sure, for God's sakes, make sure you are subscribed to this channel. And if you got value from today's video, please smash that like button. I just gave you the covers off on the reverse digital Facebook lead hack. Nobody else has released this before. I'm telling you guys, go out and try it. I want to hear results. And those of you that want to join me at Flip with Rick Plus, you want to go to the event October 19th, check it out. It's all in the links. And it's in there below. And make sure you guys go over to freewholesaling.com and everything you need to get your first deal, get your first 100 grand there. I hope to see you guys October 19th and 20th. You guys Flip with Rick Plus. I will see you on the extended. I appreciate you guys. Have a blessed day. Go out and get deals, guys. Appreciate you guys.